Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, it's Contact Lens Health Week, and so do you know what it is that you need to know about safely wearing contact lenses or giving your children contact lenses? What age is appropriate? How early can they start wearing them? My guest today is Dr. Jeffrey Wallin. He's Associate Dean for Research at The Ohio State University College of Optometry. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wallin. So tell us about a little bit of the history. These are short segments, but give us a tiny bit of history on contact lenses and when they are considered safe to use and when maybe they're not.
Sure. Thank you for having me, first of all. I really love to talk about contact lenses. Contact lenses have been around for many years, but the ones that we typically know and use have been around for probably 50 years. They started off as the hard contact lenses, and with advances, we eventually got to soft contact lenses, and then the newest advent was the disposable contact lenses, and now they're as frequently replaced as daily. So we've had lots of advances over the years, including allowing more oxygen through them, and things to make contact lenses not only more safe but more comfortable for patients. And so we've evolved a long way in that short period of time.
Well, that is a true thing. You know, back when I was growing up and I used to watch my sister put those little hard plastic things in her eyes and she'd be blinking and then drop them out and be searching on the floor for the thing. And, you know, it was just something that I remember. And then seeing that little thing on the side of the sink that keeps them clean all the time. Tell us what's going on in the world now with contact lenses. Are they easier to use? And at what age can parents of children with glasses say, honey, would you like to wear contact lenses?
Sure. Contact lenses are much easier to care for today. It used to be that we would have to put them overnight in heated solution and to try and kill things that might get on the contact lenses. But today, we can very simply put them in solution, let them soak overnight, and it cleans them up very well. And I think the main benefit, though, today with the advances is that they are disposable. So it essentially eliminates care of the contact lenses. We just have to put them in the morning, take them out at night, and throw them away, put in a nice, fresh pair the next day. I work a lot with kids in contact lenses. And what I would say is that on a routine basis, 7-year-olds and older can be fit with contact lenses, but I've fit kids much younger. I've fit infants with contact lenses, but of course, those are medically necessary contact lenses. I've fit nearsighted kids as young as age 4 and had them put in and take out their own contact lenses. So really, just about any age can wear contact lenses, but I would say the age at which we become nearsighted, around age 8, is typically when we fit kids with what we would call elective contact lenses, or contact lenses that they just choose because of the convenience or because of the vision.
How difficult are they to use now if we don't have to do the overnight heated thing? Do they hurt? I've never put one in my eye. So Dr. Wallin, tell us a little bit about what that's like.
When you first put on a contact lens, you feel it in the eye. I tend to say it's sort of like when you have an eyelash in the eye, it's a little bit irritating. But with these soft contact lenses, literally the first time you leave the doctor's office and you start doing something else, you forget they're in their eye and you don't really ever feel them again. Now, some people at the end of the day, their eyes dry out, they get a little uncomfortable. But other than that, contact lenses are exceedingly comfortable, very quick to get used to, and really not much of an issue in terms of comfort for patients. And if patients do have problems with comfort, they should seek the care of their doctor, because the doctor can generally do something to help the comfort of the eye. It may be that they prescribe cleaning the eyelids a little bit better. It may be that they switch materials. It may be that they switch solutions that go along with the contact lenses. Whatever it is, there is generally something that can make the contact lenses more comfortable if they aren't comfortable to begin with.
So then what if they are uncomfortable? Are there different sizes of contact lenses? And now how do we keep them clean and make sure that, can they get infected in your eye? Can they cause a cornea scratch or any of those other kinds of eye irritations?
Yeah, that's one thing that we really need to keep in mind, is that contact lenses are medical devices. So it's not that one contact lens fits anyone. people should never wear a contact lens unless it's prescribed by an eye doctor. You can purchase them at drugstores and beauty shops and places like that without a prescription, but that should never be done because a contact lens that doesn't fit appropriately on the eye can lead to permanent damage of the eye and permanent loss of vision. So we don't ever want to mess around with that.
Now, there are even some contact lenses for color out there, Dr. Wallin. And at Halloween time, we see these things coming out even more, bright blue or red, you know, all these different colors. What do you want the listeners, the parents, to know about their children experimenting with some of these during Halloween time?
That's just like you said, that's a very important question, especially at this time of year. There are contact lenses that don't have prescriptions in them. They don't help you see better, but they do change the appearance of your eyes, and they're fun to wear. They look really cool on occasion. But same thing, those are also medical devices, even though they don't change your vision, and a poorly fitting contact lens like that can also do damage to your eyes. And it's not uncommon for people to have problems with those contact lenses because the fit of the lens is never assessed on the eye by an eye care practitioner. So patients shouldn't ever exchange contact lenses with somebody else. They shouldn't ever purchase contact lenses without a prescription. They need to be very careful because we don't want contact lenses, although they are very safe, if they're not fit appropriately, they can lead to problems. So we have to be aware of that.
Tell us about Contact Lens Health Week, why it was created, and really, why is it so important for teens specifically as well to understand about contact lens safety?
Yeah, Contact Lens Health Week is was started by the CDC, or the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and it was born out of an outbreak of eye infections that happened that were associated with certain contact lenses and sort of a perfect storm, certain contact lens solutions and a perfect storm of problems that led to an increased number of people getting eye infections. Because of that, the CDC has looked at, you know, what are the factors that increase the risk of problems with contact lens wear? So, for example, sleeping in contact lenses when they aren't prescribed for sleeping in them. And the idea of Contact Lens Health Week is to talk to people about the safe ways to use their contact lenses so that they can decrease the chance of these problems occurring and keep our eyes healthier. Now, like I said, contact lenses are very safe for the eyes, and these problems rarely arise. But vision is exceedingly important to everything we do, so we don't want to do anything that can actually increase our risk of having problems, even though it would still be very small. So there are certain things we should do, such as cleaning the case that the contact lenses are stored in, not sleeping in the contact lenses, always replacing the solution that is in the case that helps clean the contact lenses. These are all things that are very important for proper contact lens care and for keeping our eyes healthy.
Dr. Wallin, we have about 30 seconds left. Just your best advice about contact lens safety and what you want the listeners to know, just not only this week, but all year round.
I would say don't sleep in your contact lenses unless prescribed by your eye doctor. The case that comes with your contact lenses that you store them in, you want to rub it with a clean finger, rinse it with solution, wipe it with a paper towel, and store it upside down all night to let it dry, or all day to let it dry, and replace that case every 3 months. Those things can help keep your eyes comfortable and safe.
Great advice. Absolutely great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD with expert guests from our great friends at the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.